Niagara, we go to Canberra Sands. Our shirts are well out of our pants. Mud MacArthur. All week we work for daytime TV. When we laugh, we say, tee-hee-hee. We are mad MacArthur. Up before half land in Camden, Manchester, and the Oxford. Lay lands where Mud MacArthur. There we have a time. We're stressless. We are the Mud MacArthur. Mud MacArthur. Mud MacArthur around the world, never resistible. They got a lot of hand. My land is built on silver. My portfolio is lost. Mud MacArthur. Mud MacArthur. Trousers have got a tick on the side. My portfolio is lost somewhere deep inside. We are Mud MacArthur. Mud MacArthur. Little bits is in the Bible. Chill. So I put a falling hand. Shut us out of the pants. Mud MacArthur. Mud
too late. Oh, you overload. the law, it was tough for me.
Listening to the Funeral Mix, the 12-inch version off of the White Lightning 12-inch, which came out on Cog Sinister in 1990. Derek, you have some comments. You're leaning right in. You got some, hot this, on your tongue.
This is a version of Black Month Theme 2, Oh How to Do Now, slowed down.
I was going to say, it is very slowed down. Thank you. Thank you, Derek. Thanks, Professor Westerholm. Let's do some back announcing, shall you? Shall we? Shall you? Shall I? Shall I? I shall. I ended this set with Creep. We kind of went from like super creepy to super poppy, which kind of makes me happy in a weird way. This has a lot of thoughts behind it and a lot of quotes. It has often been assumed that this song is actually about Mark Riley, who apparently was named Creep as a youth. And he himself actually did say that, yes, this song is about me. But both Marky and Brick Smith say, no, that's not true. Mark said, I'm so proud of that song. I didn't see it as pure pop because it hasn't been accepted like that. It's got good words in it, and that throws people off. Their brains are so degenerate now that if they hear something they don't understand, they just drop it. I always thought it would appeal to children, and it does. And it does. It's very childlike, that song. It's got a good poppy little sing-along sensibility. A lot of very young kids, like 7 or 8, seem to like it. I never thought, though, that the creep was the guy who smelt bad at school. It was always the most popular guy in the class, because you knew damn well he wouldn't do well in life, the sort who cry when the exam results came out. Bricks says about this song, everyone always thinks that false songs are about themselves, and that was especially so with Creep. Some people thought it was about Morrissey, which it totally could have been, but it wasn't. And Mark Riley thought it was about him, and it also wasn't. It's about every creep in the world. And she actually came clean about who it was in her autobiography. And she said that it was actually a takedown of their previous tour manager, Sumac. He was a trendy, and Mark referred to him as a dickhead. For some reason, Mark took great offense at Sumac. Perhaps it was because he would keep the tour money in his briefcase and handcuff it to radiators. He was very robotic, which also annoyed Mark. He had the facade of being hip, but was actually quite bureaucratic in a German way. I think probably the handcuffing of the money probably is what irked Mark the most. Before that, I played The Fall, There's a Ghost in My House, and that is the BBC session. And that was for Janice Young at the BBC. Of course, that song originally penned by R. Dean Taylor and Holland Dozier Holland, and it was released as a single on the Motown VIP label in April 1967. But it actually wasn't an immediate hit, and we've talked about this song quite a few times before, but we'll talk about it again because it actually had a second life once it was appropriated within the Northern Soul scene in places like the Blackpool Mecca and the Wigan Casino. Now, true Northern Soulies, and I know this because I have experienced it firsthand, they are horrified at this particular version of Ghost in My House. And I find that provocative, and I find it entertaining. And I do love to play it in my DJ sets just to annoy the hardcore purist soulies with Marky Smith's take on a song that he very clearly loves. And it's a great song and a great version, so I stand by it. Before that, we heard Scareball, and that's off the Masquerade single from 1998. And you know, it's interesting because lyrically, he is very cryptic on this one. And the text is also particularly fragmented. But you know, I love any false song that opens with bup buzz. You know you're in for a good time when Marky Smith hits you with the bup buzz. And it's interesting because in this song it is true. He touches on the subjects of rabbits, handkerchiefs, Chinese business practices, and shrimps into the narrative. Shrimp? Shrimp. We'll say shrimp. That's the plural of shrimp. Plural of shrimp is shrimp, right? Can you say shrimp or shrimps? Shrimp. I'm going to say shrimp. And Julia Nagel does some backup vocals on this, and it is a very concise three-piece version of The Fall at that point, and a remarkable measure of restraint, it is said, but still very enjoyable and very creepy 3 minutes. I really enjoy that. Before that, we heard Tarig, and that is from the Britannia Row recordings, also too on the expanded version of Imperial Wax Solvent. And we actually played Tarig, the instrumental version underneath The Voice, maybe a couple of episodes ago, and I love that song so much. And when the vocals are actually up in the mix, it just becomes like 10 times creepier, which is amazing. I love the way Marky Smith goes, Imperial Wax. It just feels good doing that. Imperial Wax. It's good. Feels good. Try it, everyone at home. And I kind of mentioned this before, and I was glad to sort of have this verified, but Tarig, if you put an R in there, you get the word Traurig. And Traurig comes from the old German, Dutch, and Old Norse, and means bloody, sad, or gloomy. And indeed, this track is quite gloomy and unsettling. It kind of gives me the willies, and that's why I played it. And then, of course, I opened with We Are Mod Mock Goth, and that was on the We Wish You a Protein Christmas single, which came out in 2003. Now, again, a great amount of debate in fall fan forums and elsewhere of who is the Mod Mock Goth. Some say it was Ed Blaney, X of the Fall. But it's not. It's about a young hotshot talent agent based in London who briefly took over managing the group while Ed was out of the picture. The Mod Moth Goth, during his tenure, became very close to signing The Fall to Mute and EMI with a very, very lucrative publishing deal for the Country on the Click album. And of course, Marquis Smith just sabotaged the shit out of that, which is why it did not happen. Let me see here. Talking about the Mod Moth Goth, it was the character in the song seems to be a bit older and more slovenly than your average conscientious mod goth. But of course, the mock must also be taken into account. And in fact, the phrase mock goth isn't really Marquis Smith's creation either, because for sure that term supposedly has been used for poser goths. If you're a poser goth, you're a mod mock goth. I'm kind of more of a moth. I'm a moth, not a mod moth goth. Because I'm true. I live true to it 24/7, man. That is what I played. But I think before we move on to Derek's next set, I do have a piece of business to attend to. And that is the reason and how we are here today. We are gently and kindly soliciting everyone, our friends, our listeners out there. We're in the last push of the October Hellraiser fundraiser for WFMU. What this little sort of mini fundraising drive does is it gives us the funds that we need just to kind of make it to the end of the year, make it to the next fundraising goal. Right now, the station as a whole is about at 60% there. Really, we need to push to get to that last goal. Why? Because it helps keep us on the airwaves. It pays for insurance, maintenance of the mothership in Jersey City. It pays to keep our lights on, make sure that the archives are being well-maintained, making sure that our internet servers are strong and fast to bring you all of this great programming and a myriad of other things. So again, if you are able to donate, please visit WFMU.org and click the pledge button. You can directly donate to Transmissions from Echo Beach. We would be ever, ever so grateful. And to everyone who has donated already, thank you so much for helping keep independent radio alive and freeform radio alive. We are so, so grateful. So again, please donate if you can. We're in the last week of this and we really need to get to that 100% funding goal, and we greatly appreciate it. And that is that. Derek, what have you to say about this gothic adventure of fallery?
Well, you know, we started off with our set of pumpkin-related things, and then we moved on to the troll, hobgoblin, and whatnot, harpy, elves section of the show. Then you played the kind of dark gothic-edged fall with a bit of creep poppiness thrown in. Well, you know, the fall are like that. They're all those things.
It's very multifaceted.
And now we're going into the dense, difficult fall territory.
Oh, buckle up. It's getting hard now.
I'm going to start with a very poppy and fun song called Jawbone and the Air Rifle. And they first started playing it live around 1980, but it was did not make its way onto album until Hex Induction Hour in 1982. And for a song that was road tested as such, usually the fall change lyrics up, do different things. Marquis Smith kind of feels his way through the song before he records it, but this song has pretty much always been the same, which is remarkable in itself, that in all those times of playing it out, it ended up being exactly the way it was. Arranged lyrics, all of that, and the lyrics are very dense. All these songs are very dense lyrics and very inspired by horror writing, science fiction writing, and enjoy is all I'm going to say. You're listening to Transmissions from Echo Beach here on WFMU in Sheena's Jungle Room, and we are so happy to be with you here nearing Halloween.
Light.
oats. So after eight, I prowl the hills. 11 o'clock, I'm tired to fuck. You see, I've been laid off work. The gravekeeper said, and here is a job on Kate Buck. Here is a job on a curse of the Bogan Brothers Pentacle Church. Come on a Scotch Island to make you a bit of a man. Bones, and he has visions of islands, heavily covered in slime. The villagers dance around prefabs and lap through twisted mouths. Don't eat, it's disallowed. Suck on my bones and energy from the mainland.
Back body to pieces. suffer great good fun. Man, we will have some fun. Sipai! Sipai! Count a hero, so possessed a thousand times. Only he could rescue Rector. Only he could save Inspector. But this hero was a strange man. Those flowers took them away, sir. They're only funeral decoration. And oh, this is a trudge nation. A nation of no imagination. The stupid man is an ideal. They shook me and think me unclean. Unclean! We'll be right back.
dog breeder in the town of the ports. I've never seen dog breeder. This is the tale of his replica. J. Temperance. Only two did not hate him, 'cause peasants fear local indifference. Pet shop and the vet Cameron. That is called out from his overpaid leisure to Temperance household, delivered ran out and phoned his wife in terror. It is hard to relate, the newborn thing hard to describe. Like a rat that's been trapped inside a warehouse base near a city tide. A brown socket, purple eyes, a fed with rubbish from disposal barges. A brown and covered, a brown and covered. No changeling as the birth was witnessed. Only one person could do this. Only one person could do this. Yes, Sir Cameron, and the thing was in the impression of J.
Have to disagree. I don't have any training at all of that
so
sort.
Like a
supposed to do that.
The most merciful thing in the world is man's inability to correlate all of his mind's contents. But the sciences one day, some say it is already upon us, will eventually open up such terrifying vistas of reality that we'll either go mad from the revelation or flee into blissful sleep, peace and safety of another new dark age. I'm Mark Edward Smith. These words are H.P. Lovecraft's. We give you the horror in clay.
Working on this head at the moment. I need to put some scales on the body as well, and they tend to flow a bit more with the body, get a few more curves.
Babylon that lies next to and above, it's Cornwall.
It's slight accent into CC Sheffield, Cornwall. The professor knows the youth is completely ignorant of pagan cryptic or biblical lore. He ponders and reflects over the sculpture. Professor phones sculpture. Who says,
as I said, it was a dream of dark dripping stone, of a fractured voice whose vowels were impenetrable. I was not stoned, Professor, honestly. My grant has run out, but the only two vowels or sounds frequently repeated that I could make out were...
He brings out a key given to him by his uncle's executor. Contents are clay, but...
Yes, and let's just talk over this little pastiche play from the Marquis Smith. Is it a play? I don't know what it is. A collage of outtakes of... not outtakes. Well, what do I want to say? A conglomeration of H.P. Lovecraft-inspired storytelling by Marquis Smith and company on his solo album. It came out in 1988 on Artful Records. And this is a song called Horror in Clay. It was also on the Fall box set, so also credited as The Fall, I suppose, by extension of that fact. It's under our voice now, that's that. Before that, we heard from a track called Mask Search from the Ersatz GB album that came out on Cherry Red Records in 2011. And Apparently, according to the Financial Times, I guess there was an interview with Marquis Smith, I suppose. I'm very confused about what I found on the internet for this. But he says another song is based on replies to a national survey introduced by David Cameron to find out what makes Britain unhappy. There are people in Bradford going, "You can't get mushy peas anymore." He hoots with laughter. Another was Snow Patrol being played on the radio. That would annoy me. He hits the table, delighted by the banality of the responses. He leans forward, suddenly conspiratorial. "My intelligence is vast. You wouldn't believe what people tell me." So that's that song. Before that, we heard Lucifer Over Lancashire, which I believe was the B-side to Mr. Pharmacist in 1986. And that's a fantastic track. I love that so much. Lots of, again, references to Sentinels, Demons, and whatnot. Hellish visions here during our Hellraiser. Just a great track all around. Did not make it onto Ben Sinister, but made it onto the singles around that time and alt versions and releases. Before that, we heard from Grotesque, After the Gram, the 1980 album, and we heard Impression of Jade Temperance, which is a very involved the story, based maybe on another story, I believe, and it's about a dog breeder that ends up kind of making a monster that looks like him. Seems to be something of that ilk. Very, very good and excellent heady stuff. Heady, I guess. Apparent allusions to an early H.P. Lovecraft story, facts concerning the late Arthur German and his family, which similarly has a theme of interspecies breeding. And before that, we heard the track Spectre versus Rector on Dragnet, which was on Step Forward Records. Need to make a correction here in our archives. That came out in 1979, and an excellent early edition glimpse of the Falls' way of working in grafting together one very lo-fi recording onto one higher-fi, arguably, recording. And also just all the references going on here. We have references from everything to R. Corman, to M.R. Montagu Rhodes James, who was an author of Ghost Stories. R. Corman was a director. We've got Yog Sothoth, who was in the H.P. Lovecraft songs, writings, and I apologize. And Ray Milland, who was a Welsh actor with an extremely long career. Just some of the sources that were drawn from for this Spectre versus Rector story of possession that takes place in six scenes or acts during the course of the song, and performed live now and then. And we started off the whole set with Jawbone and the Air Rifle from Hex Induction Hour on Camera Records in 1982, and just a fine, excellent song set in a cemetery involving a curse and a skull used to use that curse.
And funny you mention that, because the song I'm kicking my set off with is It's a Curse. So let's just jump right into it. This is Falloween on Transmissions from Echo Beach here in Sheena's Jungle Room on WFMU. It is our Hellraiser fundraiser, so don't forget to donate. We will listen to this music and we will talk about it when we come back. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Professor von Sculpture, who says, "As I said, it was a dream of dark dripping stone, of a fractured voice whose..."
Well, thy forsooth, who is that interesting hack over there? By gad, verily, cracks, curse, dislike. answer. Disliked, burdened. It's a curse. And am not unguilty of using it, sir. Your toenails. You tone of everybody. Trying to bolt out, trying to get over Operation Mindfuck. I do not like your tone. It has ephemeral whinging aspects. It's a curse. It's a curse. I am not unguilty of using it. Waiting for you to trying to get out of, trying to get out of. Waiting, they are waiting bitterly for you to fall over. It's a curse. Down their long egg breath, cheap shaving lotion days. Their sandwiches stashed under their side seats. Their frog-like chins ready to burst. I tell ya, it's a curse. It's a burden. It's a curse. Trying to get over bargain vampires and shops. I tell ya, it's curse. You, your toenails, trying to get out of, trying to get out of. It's a curse. Shafted over. It's a curse. I tell ya, it's a curse. It's a curse. It's a burden. That's burden. Operation Mindfuck. Look back, boss. It's a curse. Back and the Wagner. All you really need is a good spot, so it's a curse. Bolting and Vimto and Spangles were always crap, regardless of the look back boss. It's a curse. It's a curse. Shafted over. Shafted over. Shafted over. It's a curse. Shafted over, trying to bolt out of it, waiting for you. It's a curse. I'll tell ya, it's a curse. We'll be right back.
Out.
we are back at the very tail end of our show. We are listening to The Night, the Devil, and Death, the instrumental version. And let's do some very quick back announcing. Meet Moop, what are you going to say? Meet Moop, the Studio Cat's here with us tonight. Yeah, did you enjoy FallCon? Did you have fun? And this wraps up 8 hours of fall-themed program that we did all month for the Hellraiser. I hope you enjoyed it. For those of you who weren't fall fans before, yes, Meet Moop as well. What are you saying, Meet Moop? Yeah, did you enjoy FallCon? Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. We're just so grateful that you joined us on this musical exploration. We are going to be back next week, back to our kind of more regular format of programming. We've got, so much new music, because we've got like a month of backlog now that we got to catch up on. So let me just do some quick back announcing, and then we will bid you adieu, because Bob Barth is coming up next. Please do stick around. He's got a fabulous show coming up tonight. He's got playwright Marlo Wyatt, and from Canada, Half Moon Run, I'm presuming an interview. So please stick around, show right after us. Do not turn that dial. And then very quickly, what did I play? I played Frightened, and that's actually a very old song. Marky Smith said he wrote it when he was 16, and he said it was just a thing he was going through. I was very afraid of things like violence. And for sure, there is a lot of horror in just the mundane existence that he is writing about there. Before that, I played The Realm of Dusk, R.O.D., off of Bend Sinister, and of course, Dusk, the misty place where time shifts from day to night and Lovecraft's monsters come alive to find their prey. It is said that this song was inspired by a Twilight Zone episode. We know that Marky Smith was a fan, so that makes perfect sense. And then I opened the set with It's a Curse from the Infotainment Scan, which was released on Matador Records in 1993. And that is what I played.
I should also mention, I don't know if we mentioned it too many times. I think we did once or twice, but just since it's Halloween themed, Marky Smith was somewhat psychic, apparently. And I think he said that he drank his way out of it.
That's right.
Possibly.
That's right.
At one point in time. And I think he did have encounters with ghosts.
He did.
And whatnot. There's lots of good stories. So if you are a fall fanatic, there's lots to read out there.
Look it up. We're going to actually leave you with the vocal version of this song, which is quite an amazing, amazing tune. And the moment I had heard it again, I was like, Jesus Christ, this is the blueprint for Dry Cleaning, the band Dry Cleaning. And listen to it, and you tell me if you agree. But
another song that doesn't feature Marky Smith, one of the few in the
Exactly, canon. Exactly. So we will leave you tonight. We'll see you next week. We are here every week from 8 to 10 p.m. EST. Please, if you can, donate to the Hellraiser. Just head on over to WFMU.org and click hit donate now. Click and hit the donate button. We will leave you with that. And please, so stay safe, stay well, be kind to yourselves, be kind to others, be kind to yourselves. And of course, happy Halloween! We will see you next week. We'll be right back.
What's the password?
Trick or treat.
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 Aw, that's cute, you guys. But, no.
Little pigs, little pigs, let me come in. Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in. Here's Johnny.
Hey, everybody. Listen, get in here. Shut that door. Shut that door. We don't know what's going to happen. So here's the deal, and I found this out. We are in the middle. Well, we are not in the middle. This is the technically the last week of Hellraiser. And, oh, wait a minute. I'm getting a dispatch. Got it. I've got it. Okay, this comes from... okay, all right. Station Manager Ken. Very good. Very good. And he is informing us that... I see. He's informing us that if we don't hit 100% for Hellraiser, then Hellraiser doesn't end until we do. Okay. All right. Okay. So... in this instance, what would Station Manager Ken do? What would Station Manager Ken do? Oh, I have an idea. You know, one of the things that I notice about Station Manager Ken on his show is that he likes to, I think he calls it something different. I like to call it annoy his listeners into submission. So let's see if we can make that work.
Beware of the blobby creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all along the realm. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
So we're going to make a creep key change. We're going to do it again. And if you want this to end, just give money. That's how you end this. I get it. I understand the way this game is done. If you like it, we could just play it ad nauseum. But if you'd like it to end, I really suggest you keep hitting that button and let's get 100%. Don't you like to complete things?
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
Yeah, I've done two of them now, and it's starting to annoy me. I'm annoyed by my own song. Not my own song, I didn't write it. But if you want it to end, you know how to make it stop. Hit the little button at the top, make a contribution, and if you love me, make a contribution to this show. I think that's the way to do it. Because I don't want to keep singing. I'll be exhausted.
Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch. Be careful of the blob. Give your money. Take your wallet out and give it to the me. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor. And then, ba-doodle-doo-doo-doo, come on, give me all. Don't make me keep singing this song. Come on!
Anyway, you want to mess around?
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Nervous?
Yes.
first time.
No, I've been nervous lots of times.
So, anyways, you guys want to make out or what?
Would you like to buy a monkey?
Oh, Carol, seriously, it was an accident, I swear to God.
An accident? Your thing just got into a box of popcorn.
All right, maybe. We got to jump. We don't have time for the whole thing. We don't have time for the whole thing. Laura, panic. Thank you for jumping on the comments board. You enjoy the intro songs. Well, I appreciate that because you never know. Hey, NGH, keeping it Barth-adelic. I am indeed. But we got a Barth-adelic show tonight. It is jam-packed of fantastic music. We got LP is on the show tonight. I'm going to sit down and chat with they about everything that they're up to. After that, playwright Marla Wyatt and I are going to talk about her premiere effort, She, which is the fact that it's a premiere effort is a mind blower in and of itself. After that, Connor Hollander is here with us of Half Moon Run, a fantastic band.